98.7 The Peak. It's all about variety. It's all about local people who are heroes and celebrities and are just cool.
Yeah, great.
All the way around.
Great people.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Ken Wisenhunt. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Chris and Amy. I'm glad to be on with you.
Oh, we're so excited to have you, Coach.
Can I just start off by saying, now, we had the pleasure of meeting you at the Larry Fitzgerald dinner.
Yeah.
And when we talked to you, we came up to you, and you had said something to us that made us both, like, internally get giddy, like schoolgirls. When you said, oh, I used to listen to you guys all the time at the old station, we both went, oh, God,
jeez.
We turned into blubbering teenagers.
I did. I enjoyed your show. Both of you did a nice job, and when I was first in the Valley, it was always nice to listen to you in the mornings.
Well, thanks, Coach.
I'm glad that we were able to have you on the air again and of course, kind of keep that thing going here. First off, I want to say good luck on the game this weekend.
Have fun.
We're not going to beat you down with football questions because I know you talk about that a lot.
And well, thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
A couple questions.
Uh-oh.
Did it get weird when the whole quarterback fiasco was going on in the locker room? You don't have to go into depth. I just want to know if it got weird.
It was different. I think anytime, whenever you, when you go from a quarterback like Kurt and you know that you're having that void and you're having guys try to step into it, there's always going to be a weird dynamic. But when you have such a talked about figure trying to take over and then you have a competition going on, you know, it's tough. It's a tough time, but teams at some point have to go through that.
Okay, fair enough. All right, and that's...
And speaking of Kurt, Coach, have you seen him on Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I saw a clip. I saw a little clip, and, you know, he looked good in the little bit that I saw.
Okay, all right.
Would you ever consider doing something like that?
You know what? I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you dance?
I would be a little bit scared about making myself look like a complete idiot.
Aww.
Okay, well, let me put this scenario out there, okay? Let's say you and your wife, you have a friend, let's say that you went to college with or just a friend that you've got, you know, in your life now, and they send you a wedding invitation, right? You go to the wedding. They got the reception afterwards. How long does it take for Ken Wisenhunt to get out on the dance floor?
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, it depends on whether you're playing or not, Chris.
Coach.
Oh, you.
You just
got...
You
know,
just
it takes a while. I'm not...
Okay.
I guess, you know what? I would enjoy it. It would be a challenge for me, and
right.
I enjoy the challenges. So, yeah, it would be something that I would consider doing if it was right. I'm not... I wouldn't say I'm the greatest dancer, but I watched Buzz Aldrin dance, and I think I might could do just a little better than that.
That is awesome.
I just heard a little bit of the southern.
Yeah, the Georgia.
The Georgia pop out in you. My in-laws are from the Panhandle, the Redneck Riviera there, and or my ex-in-laws, I guess, and they used to say Mike Good all the time. I'm Mike Good. I might could
I
do that.
I love it. I love it.
Just popped out right there. I like it.
Well, you know, we went back to Georgia last week. It didn't turn out so well, but whenever that happens, you know, it's like the Godfather movie where the guy says you keep getting sucked back in.
Yeah.
Aww.
You know?
So
Aww.
Every once that little twang comes out of me when I get back around family and friends.
Oh, now speaking of your family, let's say right now, Coach, that your mom is in town and she's going to make you dinner tonight. What meal would she cook for you?
I'm going to say this, and you're going to say that's so cheesy, but fried chicken.
Oh, yum.
That's not cheesy.
That is fabulous. Well, it could be cheesy if you put cheese on top. Then it's fabulous.
Really? Amy, that's a dream. You're going to give them that corny joke?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. I love cheese.
You're obviously in stadiums a lot with the team. When was the last time you went to a stadium to see a concert? What was the last concert you saw?
Well, I saw the Eagles play last year, which was one of my favorite bands, and you know that was a lot of fun. But probably when I was in Tahoe playing in that celebrity golf thing, Rascal Flatts played, and it was an outdoor stadium, but it was really fantastic. Just the talent of those guys. That's something I really appreciate, is guys that have that ability, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, the ability to sing like that. It's really something that I greatly respect and enjoy watching.
All right. On that golf tournament's very fun, although, Coach, I can't go back because you talk about embarrassing yourself. I always got paired with Charles Barkley and Kevin Nealon.
Wow.
Yeah, not good, Coach.
That's like, oh, gosh, who did you take off?
Yes.
But I bet you had fun.
Oh, it was a hoot and a holler. I don't remember much of the golf, but I remember a lot of the jokes that were going down.
Are you supposed to drink wine at a 9 o'clock tee off?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Why not? Now, we know that you're a big golf fan, obviously, mm-hmm. and this is the town. If you love